Hi, this is Duke Dodson with Dodson Property Management and the Dodson Development Group. We look forward to constructing 34 townhomes at the intersection of Douglas and Wilder, a co-working space at the intersection of Irving and Hawthorne, and 36 waterfront condos above 8,000 square feet of retail space with a boutique 55-room hotel to follow next to the riverboat. We are very excited to be a sponsor of the Colonial Beach Playhouse, and we hope you enjoy the show.
The following radio play is a production of Colonial Beach Playhouse. Due to the pandemic, the theater is currently closed. We are a nonprofit community theater. More information and a way to support the Playhouse through donations is available on our website, cbplayhouse.org. The following story is entirely fictional, but is based on some important historical facts concerning the town of Colonial Beach, the Curley Packing Company, and L. Landon Curley. And now, it's time for Chesapeake Mystery Theater. Tonight's episode is entitled Problem on the Potomac. We take you back to a pleasant November morning in the year 1956. In the middle of the Potomac River, the oyster boat Peggy Lou out of Monroe Bay is heading for Swan Point, hoping to find oysters. They're about to find out that this is not going to be a normal day on the river.
Pretty calm today. About as calm as it gets in November.
Where are we headed, Pa?
Remember that little reef we found south of the point towards the end of last season? It's a good bet we'll find nice-sized oysters there.
You don't think the dredgers have hit it?
I doubt it. Too small for them to bother with.
Captain Smith!
What is it, Billy?
I was walking past the tarp and the tarp moved.
Probably the wind.
No, it was something alive. I think something's hiding under it.
A stowaway?
Smitty, find Jake and check it out. Billy, you stay here with me. Which side of the boat, Billy?
Starboard, near the stern.
Come with me, Jake. We might have a stowaway. I think I did see that tarp move a little. Give it a kick, Jake.
Ow!
It's a boy!
Of course. Name's Patrick Kinsella III. At your service.
We don't need no service from you, boy. Shall I throw him overboard, Schmitz?
What do you think you're doing, son? This is a commercial fishing boat.
Of course. That's why I'm here. I'm in Mrs. Johnson's 8th grade class. We all have to write a term paper. I picked oystering in Colonial Beach as my subject. Ocean and rivers are my favorite thing. I want to be an ocean scientist like Jacques Cousteau.
I think we should throw him overboard. What do you think?
Well, let's take him to the captain and see what he says.
Of course. I would like to meet your captain.
I hope he throws you overboard.
Captain Smith is not happy about the young intruder. He tells Patrick that if he wants to learn about oystering, he should start at the bottom. He assigns him to the culling board to help Billy, whose chief job is to measure the oysters and throw the smaller ones overboard. The oysters large enough to be harvested are put in bushels.
The captain's found a good spot. These are great oysters, hardly any small ones.
What are those big rakes they're using?
Those are called tongs, dummy. This is a tonging boat. Tonging is legal during the season. Dredgers ain't legal. Some people call them poachers. But they still dredge, mostly at night.
Of course. I've heard about dredging. It scoops up parts of the reef, empty shells along with live oysters. When the reef is destroyed, oysters can't grow there anymore. So, why do they keep doing it?
All I know is they can get more oysters faster that way. Here comes Jake. He used to work on a dredger.
Two boys working and you haven't even filled a bushel yet?
Have two. This is the second bushel.
Well, I should hope so, after the big shells we've been bringing in.
Patrick here wants you to tell him what it's like to work on a dredger.
Who says I worked on a dredger?
Well, you talk about it all the time.
Not when there's a stowaway on board. I wish we'd thrown you overboard, boy.
I'm a good swimmer.
Ha! Nobody can swim very far in this water, boy. It's 40 degrees. I've seen real good swimmers drown in less than a minute.
Of course, but if I had my rubber suit, I could swim for half an hour.
Rubber suit? You don't have no rubber suit.
Of course I do. Not here, but at home. I read about it in the National Geographic magazine that my father gets. He's a member of the National Geographic Society. There's this inventor in California who's trying to sell rubber suits to the Navy for underwater swimmers. I wrote to him when I was 11 and asked him if he would sell me a suit. He wrote back and said he would give me a demonstrator suit that he made for his daughter. She's already outgrown it, but he said my dad would have to write back with his approval. My dad agreed, and a few weeks later, I had the suit. It only covers my upper body. The real suit covers your arms and legs as well. The inventor says I may have the first wetsuit on the Atlantic coast.
They call them wetsuits?
Of course. That's because they let a little water between the rubber and your skin. After a while, your body heats up and the water keeps you warm.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. I don't believe it. Do you, Billy?
Nope.
Of course you've never heard of it. It's a new thing. So, how come you stopped working on a dredger? Too dangerous?
Look, boy, I ain't afraid of any fair fight. But some of those dredger captains are crazy. They dare the Maryland cops to find them. When they see the cops coming, they drop their dredges, speed to the nearest shallow water, pull up their outboard and coast onto the shoal. Them cops have got big, powerful boats now, too big to navigate in shallow water. Most dredgers have got new boats too. The only draw is about 3 inches. They skim across the water. That's why they call them the Mosquito Fleet. But the cops has got guns and they's trigger happy. They fire away in the dark, put bullets in the sides of the boat, in the engine, and in you.
So, the Maryland Oyster Police have guns?
They used to have machine guns, but the politicians in Annapolis made them take them off. But they are allowed to confiscate the dredgers' boats. One of the power boats they confiscated was the Venus. You know who owned that boat?
Who?
Mr. Land Curley, that's who. Mr. Oyster Packer himself. And they turned his boat into a Maryland police boat. Bet your boots that made Curley mad. Then they put some real sharpshooters with rifles on that boat. Most Maryland cops couldn't hit a squirrel at 20 feet with a shotgun. But these guys could stand on a rocking boat and hit an expensive outboard motor with every shot. Did you hear what happened a couple of weeks ago?
What?
The Marylanders were trying to catch Bozo Atwell's boat. But he was getting away, and the captain and mate of the police boat was firing furiously at Bozo as he escaped. One of the mate's bullets hit his own captain in the shoulder. Can you believe that? Shot his own captain. And the Maryland Commission charged Bozo with attempted murder. But Governor Stanley's, that's Virginia's governor, wouldn't allow Bozo to be extradited.
How do the police know that a boat is dredging?
Ah, dumb kid. If they is out at night, they's dredging. If they was legal, they'd be out in the daytime. But the Maryland police have to catch them in the act. The dredgers see a police boat coming, they drop their dredge and say they were just scouting out the oyster beds.
Of course, but those dredges, aren't they expensive? How can the captains afford to just drop them in the river?
Ah, that's where them dredger captains are smart. You better not put this in your school report if you know what's good for you. But before they drop them dredges, they ties a buoy to the line, along with heavy sack of salt to sink the buoy. After 12 hours or so, the salt all dissolves and the buoy pops to the surface. The captain comes back, finds the buoy, and hauls in the dredge. Well, I gotta get back to my Tongan.
You really got that rubber suit thing?
Of course, and I've been in the bay and stayed in for almost an hour.
You go underwater?
Of course not. The rubber suit keeps you on the surface. I need a weight belt to go underwater. So, what do you do with the oysters when you get back to the dock?
Same as everybody, we sell them to Mr. Curley. He owns that big packing place near the docks. He's been packing oysters for as long as I can remember. He's a rich man.
Of course. Does he buy oysters from the dredgers as well?
Oh, sure. I've heard he stands on the dock at 5:30 in the morning when the night boats come in. All during the season. He makes sure the count is done right. He's strict, but the oystermen all like him.
Of course. I'll have to talk to him to get more information from my report.
I don't think he'd talk to you, but I expect you'll try.
Of course.
Is that you, Patrick?
Of course. Just came home from school.
I think not. We had a call from the school. They said you didn't show up and wondered why. Your father's home and has been calling around trying to find you. Patty, Patrick's home.
Of course. The vagabond has returned. Your clothes are damp.
Of course. I went to the bay to do some crabbing at that rocky point. Didn't catch any, though.
You have worried your father and me. It was irresponsible. Well, I'll start dinner.
Of course, that's not the truth. From the smell of your clothes, I can tell you've been on a powerboat. Probably a fishing boat. At this time of year, probably an oyster boat.
Of course. I didn't want Mom to worry. I know she doesn't like boats. It's no fun having a detective for a father. Dad, I am doing a paper for school, though. It's about oysters in Colonial Beach, so it really was about school. Kind of. I was on Captain Smith's boat. Do you know him?
Of course. At least I know of him. Good man.
Of course. And the crew says I should talk to Mr. Curly of the Curly Packing Company. Do you know him?
Of course. Everyone knows Mr. Curly. His packing warehouse is on Winky Doodle Point. I'll call his office tomorrow to see if I can get you an appointment with him on the weekend. Now don't miss any more school.
Of course not.
But the next morning at 5:30, Patrick has snuck onto the dock again. It is pitch dark, but Patrick sees a man with a flashlight who's acting like someone in charge. Patrick approaches him. The man turns and shines his light on him.
Who's there?
Are you Mr. Curly?
Yes, I'm Mr. Curly. Who are you, and what are you doing on my dock, son?
My name is Patrick Kinsale, and I'm doing a school project on oystering. I just wanted to ask you a few questions.
I'm a little busy right now, and this is a dangerous place to be, especially at night. Now get on home.
Of course. I just wanted to ask you about the mosquito fleet.
The mosquito fleet? Where did you hear such a thing?
From the crew of Peggy Lou. I went out with them yesterday.
You did? I'll have a talk with Captain Smith about that.
I hear the mosquito fleet are dredgers. Do you buy oysters from them? Dredging for oysters is illegal, isn't it?
Depends on who you talk to. Son, I'm in the packing business. I don't gather the oysters, I pack them. Talk to the watermen. Now get off the dock. There'll be men hauling their catch coming along here, and they could run you over.
Of course. Just one more question.
No more questions. Did you say your name was Kinsale? Is your dad the detective in town?
Of course.
Well, son, what you're doing is trespassing. That's breaking the law. I don't think your father would like to know his son is a lawbreaker. Do you? Now get off the dock, right now.
We'll get back to Problem on the Potomac in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor, Dodson Development Group.
Hi there, this is Duke Dodson with Dodson Property Management and the Dodson Development Group. We are happy to be sponsoring the Colonial Beach Playhouse, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you, Duke. Coincidentally, right now we are on Colonial Avenue in Colonial Beach. Excuse me, miss. Do you live in Colonial Beach?
Yes, I do. I live right over there on 3rd Street.
How do you like living in Colonial Beach?
Oh, it's just a wonderful town. The people are so friendly. I love going to the beach, and there's so many other things to do. There's places to eat, and the library, and music, and art.
Have you always lived here?
Not always. I used to live in another place that I didn't like nearly as well. I won't say where it was.
That's okay.
But it starts with King and ends with George.
So you like it better here in Colonial Beach?
Oh, yes. I mean, the people where I used to live, those farmers, was real nice. But compared to Colonial Beach, it was just kind of, well, kind of...
dull?
Yes, it was dull. That's it.
So, folks, get away from the dull life. Come visit us in Colonial Beach.
When you say beach, make sure you start it with Colonial, Colonial Beach, the finest town in all Virginia.
You'll come to sun,
you'll come to swim,
you'll come to boat,
you'll come to fish,
you'll come to see mystery,
Enjoy our arts,
our restaurants,
our many shops,
our water sports.
You'll come to play, you'll want to stay in Colonial Beach, Virginia.
Yes, Colonial Beach, Virginia, where Southern hospitality meets Northern neck vitality. And now, the conclusion of Problem on the Potomac. It's a few days later, and it's a rainy night, but some of the dredger boats are out, knowing there's even less chance of the Maryland police boats being on patrol. The night started without incident, but then, disaster struck.
Mayday, mayday, this is the Mona Lisa. We're taking on water in danger of sinking. Mayday, mayday.
This is the Maybelline. Mona Lisa, what is your position?
Maybelline, we're off Colton's Point, headed for the shallow.
Mona Lisa, we're near Cobb Point. We're on our way to assist. Probably 20 minutes out? What happened, hit a rock?
No, we didn't hit anything. Just started taking on water from the stern. More than we can fail. Engine running okay. Should make sure.
Mona Lisa and Maybelline, this is the Jezebel. We're also taking on water from the stern. Didn't hit anything, just started leaking. We're off St. Catherine and have moved to 1 foot of water, trying to see where the leak is coming from and if we can repair it. Maybelline, find the Mona Lisa, but stand by to assist us as well.
It was a long night, but the two damaged boats are towed back to Monroe Bay. Land Curley calls the three captains into his office the following afternoon.
All right, what in the world happened?
Clear case of sabotage, Mr. Curley. It was the Marylanders, no doubt about it.
What did they do?
Drill holes in our boats, in the transom just above the waterline. After we load in crew and equipment, the holes are below the waterline. Exact same thing, both my boat and the Jezebel.
When could they have drilled these holes?
Must have happened here during the day when they were tied up and unattended.
So someone snuck on the boats in daylight?
Must have.
There are people around all day long. Seems like someone would have seen them.
Suppose it could be a crew member? Someone who had a gripe. They wouldn't arouse suspicion.
Not my crew. I have an all-girl crew and I'd trust every one of them with my life. Maybe it's a tonger with a dislike for dredgers.
But no one on the Mona Lisa or the Jezebel noticed any water in the boat until you were well out on the river.
We were out at least half an hour before the leak sprung.
Same with us. Maybe the hole was plugged and someone in the crew pulled the plug and when it got across the river.
So he could drown himself? Not even your crew is that crazy, Simon.
I tell you, none of my crew would do damage to the Jezebel.
Well, something very strange is going on here. Thanks for helping them out, Ted. Alvina and Simon, don't do any repairs on your boats yet. I want an expert to look at them.
A surveyor?
No, a detective. And I know just who to call.
Mr. Kinsale's office, may I help you?
May I speak with Mr. Kinsale, please?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Land Curley.
Certainly, Mr. Curley. One moment, please.
Yes, Patty?
Mr. Curley is on the line. Do you wish to speak with him?
Of course. Put him on. Good afternoon, Mr. Curley. This is Patrick Kinsale. How can I help you?
Kinsale, I've got a little job for you.
A week goes by, and Mr. Kinsale has completed his investigation. He is struggling with the report he will give to Mr. Curley. Meanwhile, at the school, Miss Johnson has finished grading the term papers and is handing them out.
Willie, your report on the steamboats was interesting. I think a little more research would have made it even better, and you need to work on incomplete sentences, but you earned a B+.
Cool, Willie.
Way to go, man.
Woo, woo, woo.
Sandra, your report on the birds of Colonial Beach was excellent. A section on habitat, another on migration. Very complete. You need to check your spelling, though. For example, there's no A in osprey. It's OSPREY. A-.
She always gets an A.
Caw. Chirp, chirp.
And finally, Patrick, this was amazing. Your best work ever. I learned so much about oyster fishing. Students, he actually went out on an oyster boat.
Yeah, he played hooky.
Well, I don't know about that. And I didn't know that oyster fishing was so dangerous. Very well written, Patrick. Congratulations. A+.
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson.
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson.
Kiss up.
Mom, I'm home.
Hi, Patrick. How was school?
Good. Mom, look, I got an A+ on my term paper.
You did? That's wonderful. You worked so hard on it. I knew Mrs. Johnson would like it.
Of course. A+. Only one in the class.
Your dad will be so proud of you. He came home early. He's in his study. He says he has something important to talk to you about. Go show him your term paper.
Of course. Something important?
Hi, Dad. You said you wanted to talk to me?
Of course. Close the door, Patrick.
Look, Dad. I got an A+ on my term paper. Aren't you glad?
Of course. Sit down. We need to discuss something.
Of course. What did you want to discuss?
I suppose you heard about the 2 oyster boats that were sabotaged a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. Of course I heard about it.
Well, Mr. Curly asked me to investigate the crime.
He did?
Of course. And I think I've pretty much solved it.
You have?
Of course. But I wasn't sure who did it. Not until I learned something from an unexpected informant.
Informant?
Of course.
Who?
Your mother.
My mother?
Of course. You know, one of the terrific things about your mother is that she keeps a close eye on the household economy. She told me about 10 days ago that she was missing some cheesecloth and asked if I had taken it. I told her I hadn't, and to let me know if something else went missing. Well, yesterday she comes to me saying she found the strangest thing missing. No one makes ice cream in November, she said.
Ice cream was missing?
Of course not. Ice cream salt was missing. And I remembered you telling me how poachers temporarily hid their marker buoys by weighing them down with salt.
But, Dad, you don't think I did it, do you?
Of course I don't think so. I know you did it. Everyone thought the holes would have to be drilled from the inside. No one would have time to drill 4 big holes in a transom while standing in 40-degree water. They would freeze. You would need a wetsuit. And who is the only one in town who has a wetsuit? My son. And the boats would have to be in shallow water because you would need to stand on the bottom to get traction. These 2 boats were the only ones docked that close to the shore.
Dad, you're not going to tell Mom, are you? Or Mr. Curly?
Of course, your mother will have to know. And I have already talked to Mr. Curly.
Oh no, did you tell him I did it?
Of course he asked me who did it. He wanted to know if it was a waterman. I told him it was not a waterman. It was a local schoolboy, a boy who was opposed to dredging. He seemed both angry and relieved. He stared at me for a solid minute. I admit I couldn't hold his stare. Then he startled me by saying, "I think I know who it was. It was your son, wasn't it?" He told me about your early morning encounter with him a couple weeks ago. I said how sorry I was and that I would pay for the repairs to the boats. He paused again. Then he said, "That won't be necessary. You've been frank with me, I'll be frank with you. The Mona Lisa is my boat. Her captain, Simon Cole, is a ne'er-do-well. He doesn't have a penny to his name. But he's one of the best watermen around. He brings in record catches every day, or night in his case. And the Jezebel? I was so impressed with Alvina and her crew that I loaned her the down payment on the Jezebel. I'll pay for those repairs because I want those boats and their crews back on the water now. But your son should pay me back, not you." I replied that I agreed and would find you a job right away.
Of course. I can work after school. Maybe on one of the boats.
Mr. Curly replied, "I've got a job for him. He can work in the packing area. He said that during the 4 o'clock shift change, he has a crew come in to clean the tables and the floors. He called it a lousy job. He has trouble keeping workers for that job. But you'll learn a side of oyster processing most people don't know about."
Of course. I'll do it, Dad.
Of course you will. Mr. Curley said that if you stay on the job, he will just tell everyone that the sabotage was done by someone from out of town, protesting dredging. Son, you're a very smart boy who occasionally does stupid things. Obviously, you are not cut out for a life of crime. I wouldn't believe you could do such a thing if I didn't remember my own youth.
You did bad things when you were young?
Of course. Well, maybe not this bad.
But Dad, these guys are poachers. They're breaking the law.
Of course. But in this town, drilling a hole in someone else's boat is a worse crime than poaching.
Some people think that oysters are being wiped out by overfishing. Why do people allow that?
To be a detective, you have to understand human nature. In general, most people care about the present. Young people don't care about the past. Old people don't care about the future. Everyone cares about now. It's perfectly natural. We all live in the present. We all want things to be good now. So, is it wrong for some people to think it doesn't really matter if oysters go away? There are plenty of other things to eat.
So, is that what you think?
Of course not. But I do care what other people think. I know you used the cheesecloth to cover the holes you drilled, because there were traces of it still left on the transoms. But how did you keep the salt from falling out on the inside of the boat?
I went to the hardware store and asked the manager, Mr. Farney, what kind of paste could hold things together, but would slowly dissolve in water. He said wallpaper paste, so I bought that and experimented with different combinations of paste and salt until I got a combination that would last about 30 minutes.
Very resourceful. Okay, you will take that job in the packing warehouse, and if your friends ask you why you never have any money on you, you will tell them you are saving for college. You like things about the ocean. I heard there is a new science that developed during the last war called oceanology. And William and Mary has developed a fisheries laboratory, which I understand attracts a lot of top scientists. Maybe you could go there and help figure out a way to harvest oysters and still maintain healthy oyster beds. You probably think I want you to be a detective like me and your granddad, but your interests lie elsewhere. You've got the smarts. Add a little wisdom to it, and you may do some real good for the world.
I'll do everything you say, Dad. I promise. I'll do my best. Really, I'll do the very best I can.
That concludes tonight's episode of Chesapeake Mystery Theater, Problem on the Potomac, featuring the voices of Anthony Samaro, Samuel Wallace, Tom Savage, Dan Stacier, Bill Royce, Carla Guttridge, Cody Christensen, Mary Larson, Eric Christensen, Rachel Thompson, Bucky Doerr, Tom Larson, Bob Carpenter, and Jenny Christensen. I'm Stephen Thompson. Special thanks go to Bill Bowman and Ricky Little of the Boathouse Marina for their expertise at boating and oystering. This program has been brought to you by the Dodson Development Group. Yes, things are happening in Colonial Beach.
You'll come to play, you'll want to stay in Colonial Beach, Virginia.
Until next time. We close the door on Chesapeake Mystery Theater. Good night. All of the performers in this production are volunteers who live in the Colonial Beach area. If you enjoyed this production, more information and a way to support the Playhouse through donations is available on our website, cbplayhouse.org.
Hi, this is Duke Dodson with Dodson Property Management and the Dodson Development Group. We're excited to be bringing 34 townhomes to the intersection of Douglas and Wilder, a co-working space at Irving and Hawthorne, 36 waterfront condos above 8,000 square feet of retail space on the boardwalk, along with a 55-room boutique hotel next to the riverboat. We are thrilled to be sponsoring the Colonial Beach Playhouse. We hope you enjoy this and future productions. Thank you.